Governor Sam Brownback says Kansas is in good shape. In his final State of the State address last Tuesday, he pointed to a dramatic drop in child poverty since he took office 7 years ago. He's credited that to encouraging self-reliance through the welfare reforms that, as Madeline Fox of the Kansas News Service explains, will be a major part of Brownback's legacy.
When Brownback announced last summer that he'd accept President Trump's nomination to be Religious Freedom Ambassador, a job he's still waiting to be confirmed to, he said the results of his approach to poverty are something he's especially proud of from his time as Kansas governor.
For years, we as a country have worked at and targeted poverty and have not made any progress on it. Well, we went a different route, and we're seeing those poverty numbers improve and childhood poverty go down.
Child poverty has gone down in Kansas to 14% in 2016, outpacing the decline in the rest of the country. So what was that different route that Brownback took?
The overall philosophy of people getting to a path of self-reliance, having that value to yourself, that value to the community through employment.
In the Welfare to Work program in Brownback's Department for Children and Families, Dan Decker is the to-work guy.
Since the Brownback administration began, we've had almost 44,000 individuals on TANF report new employment.
For adults getting cash benefits through TANF, the Brownback administration added more stringent requirements that they work or be in job training.
One of the very first things we did is re-emphasis on really focusing on getting individuals that are on cash assistance back into the workforce.
And Brownback cut back on the length of time that people can get cash assistance, limiting it to just 24 months total over their lifetimes. When Rochelle Chronister headed the state welfare agency from 1995 to 1999, the limit was 5 years.
It gave people an opportunity to be on maybe a couple of years, get off, and then there was an opportunity for them to get help again.
In 2007, Amber Zeller was a stay-at-home mom with another baby on the way when her husband left.
When he left, he kind of just took his money with him, so I would still try to pay bills, and then he would take money out of the ATM prior to them getting paid.
Zeller is financially stable now, working as a nurse, but it was an 8-year journey, and she says what allowed her to get there was the ability to go on and off assistance to fill in the gaps along the way.
I was able to have help with food, and because I had an internship, I was able to have a little bit of financial assistance, and I also was able to get help with childcare if I had a job.
Though she was off assistance before most of Brownback's changes took effect, Zeller is the poster child for what Decker says the administration wants out of its welfare programs, a path to employment.
The effort was to get people employed and really to get people out of poverty, not off the rolls.
The welfare rolls did shrink, though. In 2011, 15,000 Kansas families were enrolled in TANF. 6 years later, that number has dropped by two-thirds. The Brownback administration says that's proof their self-reliance approach is working and that fewer people are in need of cash assistance. Annie McKay, president of Kansas Action for Children, says the problem is that the number of people on welfare is dropping faster than the poverty rate.
Unfortunately, while the trend line on poverty has kind of a slight decline, when you look at the trend line on kids and families accessing those safety net, those sort of drop like a rock.
In 2011, about 2 in 10 Kansans below the poverty line got cash assistance. In 2015, it was 1 in 10. While the Brownback administration has cut TANF, the vast majority of state money for welfare now goes to the earned income tax credit. The administration says the tax break buoys families in the middle, keeping them from slipping into poverty by helping them make ends meet. But policy analyst Liz Schott with the National Center for Budget and Policy Priorities says cutting the safety net to pay for a tax break is a false trade-off.
There is a sort of state fiscal relief aspect where we made policy choices to expand EITC, but we're doing it on the dime that was supposed to be for welfare reform.
But the brand new head of the Social Welfare Agency in Kansas, Department for Children and Families Secretary Gina Meyer Hummel, says restricting cash assistance and strengthening work requirements through what's known as the HOPE Act was the right call.
We believe the policies are right around TANF and the HOPE Act. We've seen great success with families getting to work.
Without any plans to turn back from Brownback's different route, the governor's welfare reform legacy could be lasting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.